Chapter 1. A Golden Glow.
Gorin, you look as though you've just seen a scroom. It was midday, and most owls at the great tree were fast asleep. Sorin, Corin's uncle and chief counsellor, had just entered the hollow.
If only she was just that. A scroom.
Corin looked up from the ember in its teardrop-shaped iron cask that Bubo the blacksmith had made.
So, it's Nyra again,
Sorin thought.
There had been no sign of Nyra, or any of the Pure Ones, since Corin had retrieved the ember and defeated the Pure Ones in the Beyond. Nyra had escaped. Most owls believed that she was as good as dead, her troops virtually destroyed, and the ember safe in the talons of Corin, youthful but canny leader. The balance of power had at last changed, but Corin was still haunted by her, and he imagined always would be, whether she was dead or alive. Of late, he had become even more obsessed. Sorin studied his dear nephew as the young owl peered into the glow of the ember. His heart went out to him, and he felt a sorrowful twinge in his gizzard. The scar that slashed Corin's face, a wound inflicted by his own mother, seemed to twitch in a private agony. He felt compelled to address Corin directly now about this obsession. Perhaps getting it out in the open would be a good thing.
Corin, first of all, there is no evidence that she is still alive. And second, even if she is, with all her forces all but annihilated, she can be of little danger.
Corin jerked his head around, unlocking his gaze from the glow.
But uncle, Nyra is no mere evil owl, and if...
And if, Sorin broke in testily, I know, Corin, I read the legends too. If she is a hag's fiend...
No, uncle, perhaps not a full-blown hag's fiend, but a relic from that ancient time, who through some twist of fate, or Nachtmagen, was reborn into this one. And if this is true...
He hesitated.
Well, you know what I said when we finished reading the first legend of Grank the Collier.
Yes, Sorin knew. Corin had concluded that if his mother had the taint of a hagsfiend's blood, then his own blood must be cursed as well. It was idiotic, but no matter how often Sorin reassured him, Corin could not be convinced. Luckily, none of the rest of the band, nor Otterlissa, knew of Corin's fears. The last thing Corin wanted revealed was that he might be the offspring of a hagsfiend.
So you saw something in the glow of the ember, I assume? Sorin asked.
Corin looked up and blinked with a sudden curiosity.
Why are you here with me and not in your own hollow with Peli and your little chicks? It's daytime. You should be sleeping.
I'm not sure.
A dream?
Corin asked.
Maybe.
Sorin shut his eyes for several seconds, as if seeking patience, or perhaps the right words.
You know how it is. You have firesight, and I have starsight.
But starsight is when you dream about things that sometimes then happen. I don't understand what you are saying. You dreamed about me finding images in the ember, the images of my mother. Then you might well know why I am disturbed.
Yes, I dreamed, but I don't quite understand the dreams myself.
Sorin sighed. He had been asleep in the cosy hollow that he shared with his mate, Peli, and their three little chicks, Sebastiana, or Basha for short, Blythe, and Belle, when suddenly he realised that he was not in his own dream, but another's, or perhaps sharing Corin's waking visions as he glimpsed them in the ember. It had rather unnerved Sorin, because in the legends they had read that Creeth, the infamous hag's fiend of ancient...